Matt's copier or whatever.
I don't have a copier, and welcome to the RCAD.
Sorry, it was me that was late.
That's okay. Will and everybody in the chat will forgive you.
They were so disappointed.
Welcome to the RCAD. Vic doesn't have a song. Chris is here.
Yes, Jack's sir. Here.
And it's another week in paradise here.
So we'd be remiss if we didn't mention, and we'll have to just mention it briefly at the beginning of this. Yeah. We're up against a pretty tough contender for viewership right now.
Yeah.
In the live stream. As we got the two of the oldest fucks in the country going at it.
It's the two Muppet guys just over. Rah, rah,
rah. Yeah, it's Statler and Waldorf going after each other on every network possible.
I watched 2 minutes of it. And can I just
Holy
say,
shit.
It's a shit show.
If people think we interrupt each other,
yeah,
fuck off.
I'm going to interrupt you with that comment and just say that if you're watching the debate, you're just watching theatrics. If you are watching the debate because your mind is not made up, then, like, why are you watching the debate? Like, you have 4 years worth of this person's record on file. Could go up.
I was going to say you know what Trump's going to do. You know exactly what he's going to do. He's going to do the same thing he did the last 4 years. And Biden's been in office since 1860 something.
180 years.
His record's pretty clear. So what are we?
There you go.
Anything they say that's opposite of anything they've done is just bullshit. Yeah. So people, come on. We don't need these debates.
Yeah, I've said it for years. Like, if you're inspired by a politician, any politician, then you were inspired by your high school guidance counselor because they're full of shit. Now it's like people that, you know, when they listen to the State of the Union are so inspired. I'm like, are you fucking serious? I was like, take any State of the Union in the last 20 years. It's polar opposite of what's happened. Like, they're just lying. Like, I'm going to give out free lap dance Tuesdays. All right.
Wait. Okay. Wait, Nick, are you serious about this?
Yeah, I might vote for that.
I'll vote for you, dude. You got me.
You got my vote.
Yeah.
You're okay, but wait a minute. Can I just is it before 2 a.m. or after 2 a.m.? Because that's a big difference. Okay. I'm not trying to get them in early.
So it's like it's going to be like the 8 to 9 shift. You know, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. You got to show up early.
I'm not going during the.
But it's also Tuesday, so you can get. We might throw in some free tacos as well.
Yeah. Well,
everybody wants to eat the stripper tacos.
Yeah. go in the morning for legs and eggs, you know.
Yeah, exactly. They got lobster rolls on Sundays.
Hey, Matt, I think your microphone might not be configured appropriately.
Oh, okay. Maybe
that's what the beeping is.
Well, it sounds like he's talking through his earbuds.
Oh, you know what? I bet I am.
That beeping is driving me crazy.
There's beeping going on.
Yeah.
Where's their beeping going on?
It sounds like a printer that it doesn't have paper. Just like. Beep, beep, beep.
No. What about now?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And I don't hear the beeping anymore.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, the beeping is also gone.
It's gone.
It was the producer. We've had 4 years of this crap. So you know we know what we're going to get when Matt's producing the show.
Fuck
right?
You. Fuck you. Okay.
There you go. There you go, Matt.
Don't you be telling me to fuck off.
Matt, come on, Matt.
Four years of this? I haven't been producing this show for 4 years. How long was it this The Married Man show?
Biden wasn't even in office when you started producing.
You've been podcasting as long as Biden's been in office. Admit it, Jack. So.
I don't have the hair plugs Biden has, though.
They both have hair plugs.
Did the dude get some Botox in his forehead? He looks a little like Win Duffy on Justified.
Now that I'm looking at you, probably right, because you can see like the wrinkles all over his face, but his forehead is just straight flat. Like,
yeah,
who, you know, Biden?
Biden, yeah.
Yeah, that's straight up botulism right there.
Yeah.
Biden, you're like 90.
You can have a 4K definition TV, but nothing compares to 70K hairstyling by Donald Trump. That That is priceless.
He had to have just got it done too before, because it's like, it actually looks blonde today.
Actually, it's not priceless. The price has been put on to us, so there we go.
He's got the classic comb over. It's like a comb. I don't know what he does. I don't know how he gets it to.
I think it's like, you know, if he did like the where they take it from the back and put it on the top, he probably just got like a shit ton put in the very front and then just flips it back, you know, because it's like, well, you only get so many hairs, so it's just gonna, you know,
yeah,
who knows.
Anyway, anybody listen to this, right? Anyone that's taking the time to listen to us right now doesn't want to talk about the debate.
We're not talking about the, we're talking about Trump's hair.
Oh, okay. All right.
$70,000 haircut.
Yeah, exactly.
Beep, beep, beep.
Makes sense to me.
Oh my god.
It is funny though, because I remember who was it that
let's just shit money down the drain, but that's okay.
What was it? Who was his name? The guy ran for president a few years back, the young guy. You know, I remember them giving him shit about that because he was paying like $600 or $700 per haircut. And you're like,
oh, Edwards?
Edwards, yeah. It's like, holy shit.
Edwards, my wife has cancer. I'm gonna have an affair.
Anyway. Oh, he was a dick.
He was a dick. Yeah, they're all
big. When I first moved here, he would have his commercial would be on all the time. I go, God, this guy's just so positive. He doesn't slam his opponent. I go, I think I'm going to vote for this guy. I just love his positive attitude. And I found out he wasn't running against anybody.
No wonder. Yeah.
I said, so why are we fucking showing the commercials? Why are we paying for that? Give the money to some people that need food. Jesus
Christ. He was so positive that he, you know, had to spread that love.
He did. But no, first he was running for Senate, I believe, was when he, because like I said, it was like, I go, listen to this guy. He doesn't mention his opponent at all. Because now, I don't know, but I'm sure you guys have the same thing. In North Carolina, the two guys running for governor and the two senators, the Senate spot that's open, literally it's like, okay, you guys are worse than the two guys running for president. It's like, this guy killed 50,000 people. This guy killed 50,001. It's just like nonstop. It's like, shut the. What are you gonna do? I'm gonna. I'm not gonna kill 51,000 people.
Jim Gaffigan just tweeted.
Oh yeah.
Somehow Trump's getting third place in this two-person debate.
That's fake news from a fake comedian. I'm sorry. Fraud.
Oh my comedian. Goodness gracious.
Yes, Sherry, the background is Dune from the new Dune that is not out yet. But it could be from the old Dune. I mean, it's a Dune. It's a sand dune. There's actually more sand dunes behind me than there are.
Yeah. I'm thinking that's fake, though, because it looks...
What a desolate place that is.
Because look at it. This looks like it's... like it looks all fake to me.
The sand dunes?
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's real.
Okay. Well, oh, it is green screened in.
No, it could be one of your.
I'm not actually out in the desert.
Really? You're talking like you are.
You serious there?
You're podcasting like you are, and you're producing like you are, and you're like you're out in the desert with no water or food. 4 years.
Why?
Four
years why would? Why
fake
would I
podcaster.
Turn on a debate when I can just come on to this? You know,
this is not the debate that we need. We need to watch Kamala Harris and my fucking Mike Pence, because that will be at least it'll be a.
I don't think that'll be good though, because like Mike Pence is so low energy, you know. I think he'd just stand there and take it. Because Kamala would just
wait. My wife has to join me on the stage because I can't be on the stage with a woman by myself.
On the stage, last time I was alone on stage with a woman.
You're too close.
Fucks her brains out.
You're too close. Please back up. Social distance. Thank you.
Oh, come on.
Let me get my beeping back. Right?
I have a poll that will tell me if you get close, it will rise, and you can't get.
Who's the one that you listen to Joe Rogan, right, Chris, the podcast?
I do, yeah.
I just started watching him on YouTube just for shits and giggles. Mm. I think because I remember you saying it, and I go, wow. I go, he says pretty much everything I think. They're just all corrupt.
Yeah.
I think he's spot on.
So there are times in which he gets a little off the fucking rails, and I'm just going to be like, oh, for fuck's sake, Joe, really? Like, he kind of, not all the time, I should say this. But he kind of panders to his guest, whomever he's talking with, which is, you know, I guess natural when you're doing an interview podcast.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't want to alienate them.
He doesn't want to alienate them, but he goes off on some of these radical tangents. I'm just like what are you getting at?
Like, yeah, I just started. They're like 8 minute clips.
Yeah, I mean, his shows are longer than our podcast. The shows are like 3 hours long, and he does like five a week. It's fucking crazy.
Wow.
I mean, he's the ones I said he's called out Trump. He called out Harris. He's called out Biden, and
Pence. He called out everybody.
Pence didn't even bother with the stuff. He had someone
every now and then though. There's some fake news thrown in there, like the people fighting the wildfires out in Oregon.
And to be fair, he came out the next day and addressed it. Yeah, he made a comment on this one podcast. It was a recent one where he had this this British journalist. I can't think of his name. I apologize. This is one of the shows that he kind of like pandered a little too far to the guest and really kind of made some concessions, I thought, in his normal train of thought. But he made a comment about how there were some, like, I think Antifa activists or whatever activists you want to insert, you know, your acronym here, that went and set fires intentionally up in like Northern California or Oregon or something like that. And he was quoting an article that was written. I forgot where it was, but he was quoting an article or like a news broadcast or whatever that ended up being fake. Right. So it was like a right wing generated article that was kind of, you know, shaping the argument in the eyes of Republicans. And he quoted it, and then he got called out on it. He, like, the next day, I got to give him credit. He went on to Instagram and put this video out, got millions of hits on this one post from Instagram saying, he straight up says, I fucked up. He goes, I got duped. I read the wrong thing. It wasn't real. It's on me. I fucked up. I'm sorry. So I was like, hey, okay. Yeah. You know, most people would just steam forward and forget about it and just like let it roll. But he's just like, no, I'm an idiot. I fucked up.
Some guy in the White House. I don't want to bring up names because that's just wrong. But the one I was watching today was it was during the Democratic primaries, and they were talking about Kamala Harris, and these people are just saying all these things that she did as a DA that were terrible things. But they go, you know what? But I'm still going to vote for her because it's better than the guy in office right now. As bad as she is, they kept saying, as bad as she is, it's better than what we have now. I mean, there's people in jail because and shouldn't be there because of her. But yet they said, that's how bad this guy is. They're still going to vote for her. Or, you know, for Biden and her. But that's what we got. That's what we, after all this money, after all 50 billion people living here in the United States, and these are
50 billion?
These are sure, why not? These are our four choices for president, vice president.
Over COVID, people got busy.
Yeah.
Apparently. Man. Really busy.
The best part in the debate so far, they're going back about COVID, and they're saying, Joe's like, you did a terrible job. And then he's like, how well did you do with swine flu? And he's like, 14,000 people died, not 200,000.
That's just fake, Joe.
It's like, really? Like, just who taught you how to argue? Like, I they're both awful things, but don't start calling them out on swine flu, which had 14, like, what, 7% of the deaths that COVID has.
But it also had a crap ton more infections though. Then
it did, but they contained it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know enough about it.
In the middle of a recession, no less.
Well, people aren't working.
Oh, did we lose Nick?
What?
It was easier because people weren't working. Get it? Anyway.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So that's one thing where Trump's not a good politician because he can't defend himself on COVID, so he needs to change the subject.
Oh, my God.
Like, how about those Chargers choking again?
The billboards here in Indiana are like, save the babies. And I'm like, what babies are you talking about? Save the babies. Like, this is your line? Like, save. You mean the babies at the border that we've locked up? Those babies? Like, the babies that have been born that we can't afford health care for?
They found me. Actually, if I had the money, I would get a billboard in your hometown saying, "What happened to the squirrels? Ask this guy."
Oh my gosh!
Why are the kids no longer allowed to go? Hey,
just make sure you don't knock on the wrong door.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
The one that's next to the brown fence.
With the
concrete slab backyard.
So we do this thing here in Franklin where it's nice because all the proceeds help go to the senior center and the senior services here in Johnson County. So we're just south of Marion County. We're in the red part. Marion County is the blue part. So for those playing along at home, anyway. We do this thing though that where you give so much money and you get this scarecrow that you participate in this scarecrow event and everybody puts up their scarecrows, different kinds of themes,
And so how much money is raised?
I don't know how much. Last year was the first year that they did, so I don't know how much they raised. So I what. Why are you pointing at yourself?
Who? Oh,
hey, who changed my name to Insert Antifa name? I missed that. I missed that. But then I said the goddamn hippie.
That would have been me. That would have been me changing names. So anyway, so this always happens. I don't know if you've ever had a spouse. Or someone else that
I have had a spouse. Yes,
you're in a relationship with.
You know what? And I think I still have the same. I don't know.
And they they're like, oh, hey, we're gonna do this thing. And then all of a sudden, you're doing this thing. You're like, I don't want to do this thing anymore.
Oh, that she signed you up for something you don't want to do.
Right. The scarecrow.
Is it Columbia Records? Scarecrow. It's a scam.
I tell you, it's a just got to tape a penny. It's a penny.
Yeah, a penny. Yeah, a penny. Yeah.
I'm not going to say that it was all me because she has definitely done, like, it's been a family effort. We got two scarecrows. They are Alice in Wonderland themed. One is Alice and then one is the White Rabbit. So when you go to pick up your stuff, they give you this sack, this like bag. Usually it has a face painted on it.
Of squirrels.
No, it's like a canvas bag for your scarecrow, right? Oh, the scarecrow head. Okay. They give you the head and there's this one lady that paints all
Yes,
burlap sack.
There you go.
And one lady paints them all, and I don't really want her to paint the faces because I'm kind of partial. Like, I want to do it myself.
You're an artist snob because I totally am.
And my daughter's just like,
you were 5 seconds ago against this whole thing because your wife signed you up, but you are against commissioning someone else to paint.
And then like Sunday, I'm down here with my daughter, like trying to like make it look nice and better. And she's like,
well, to be fair, do your neighbors know you're an artist?
Yeah, they do.
Because you probably go around telling everybody.
Maybe in Matt's defense, that's what it is that they know he's an artist and they go by and they see like the really crappy face paint. They'll be like, did Matt draw this? I thought he was an artist. He's just trying to preserve his dignity. I get it, Matt.
Is Matt an abstract art? I mean,
right. Yeah, this looks like.
No, I was going that way until Matt interrupted me.
So the weird thing is though, is when you do pick up your burlap sack, right, and it doesn't have a face on it, and they give you this steak, as well.
I thought you didn't eat.
Well, it's in the shape of a cross for one, and it's this wooden cross steak with the sack, and I'm just like, I don't know, like there's something kind of weird about this, like. Mm-hmm. And I paid money to participate in this. Like,
you're not supposed to light it on fire, are you?
I, dear God, no. Okay. So, but anyway, well, so, we got that so done.
Are scarecrows, sir, you said it was Alice in Wonderland, the rabbit and Alice. Are they scaring anybody?
No.
No, no, they're not. They're not. They don't have to be scary. You know, it's just a scarecrow. You know, every like one company is
scaring it. The name.
One company's doing Wizard of Oz. You know, and so and then,
well, that could be scary because you could do the witch.
And there's a scarecrow legitimately in there. So
yeah,
but people do all sorts of things. Like I think last year there was a Miss Piggy, Wonder Woman. We did the Cheshire Cat last year. Worked hard Wonder on this Woman, Cheshire huh? Cat.
How would you know? Like, wouldn't it be invisible most of the time? Did you just put like a thing of dentures up in a tree?
Oh, no. But at the end of the year, we, you know, we worked hard on this. We made this cat, right? And it sat out there for a month. And I'm like, don't you think we should keep this for next year? Nah, we should just throw it away. And now did I'm you like, you know what?
Did you have like bat when you walked by the cat? Did you flinch?
No, uh-uh. No, okay. I didn't remember flinch. How, you know, yeah, attacked. I know. The trust me, I live with it. So
yeah, we haven't asked. Is there a little bit of hint of a scar there on your nose?
It's just the very faintest. I think there's other worse features on my face that are more noticeable. So
come on now.
I've got this like weird age pock like underneath my eye over here, and you know there's some
That's what happens when you hit your 50s.
I got this like a chin scar when I rode my tricycle down the stairs. So
you're trying to be like Harrison Ford.
Yeah, I was like, I need a little scar like right here, like Han Solo.
Yeah.
This is how I'm gonna do it.
That's a good question though. Like, so we already know Jax. Like, but like, what you know? Because your whole time, you know, when you're growing up, you know, you always think you're young and you're always gonna be young or whatever. At what point did you see a picture or something like on your body where you're like, crap, I'm getting old? Like what was the thing that made you realize that you're no longer a kid? I assume it's Jack, so his hair started falling out.
When I said I do, I knew life was over.
I'm getting old. Let's see.
You can be in denial in it for a while, but
I remember my moment was I was probably like 25 or so.
Oh,
and it was right around that time that like my back started to really hurt. Mm. And I was like, man, like this shit about getting old is real. Like it wouldn't go away. Like I was so used to like, you know, you sleep it off and then it's gone, you know, and you just have, but I was like, man, this is like, you know, and it was like the achy, you know, like thing in the morning, you know? And I was like, huh? So that was, you know,
for me, first time. It was at work. So I was at covering another store
yesterday.
No, I was covering it. I was covering another store one day, one summer. It was a couple summers ago. And it was actually a store that was kind of close to where I went to college. And I'm kind of like meeting the team, getting to know the people. And I was talking to this one female employee who she goes to the college that I went to. She works part time, and I was like, "Oh, that's awesome! I went to Framingham State College. I lived in Larned Hall. That was my dorm." She's like, "Oh, I live over somewhere near there." Blah blah blah. And she's like, "Why didn't you go there?" I'm like, "Oh, I graduated high school in '98," and she goes, "Oh, I was born in '98."
Oh shit!
And I was like, "Oh fuck!" Like, yeah. I was like, "That was the moment where I was just like, oh shit!" Like, yeah. This girl was literally born the year I graduated high school. So she in the college that she's going to now is not the same college as it was when I was there, and she kind of started filling me in all these things that are in the school, like things are we all the archaic things of my college I went to because it was
we don't have sock hops anymore.
I went to school during this time. It was like this real in between time for my college when it came to funding and what they were trying to build. And we got the shit end of like the 90s stick when I was going to school. And then after I left school, like the next few years, all the improvements started being made. Heck, like I remember, yeah. we were we are promised like this brand new state of the art gymnasium with like a whole full like gym and stuff. And that was like part of like my freshman orientation. Like, oh yeah, this gymnasium is going to be the best thing ever. It's going to be like a Gold's Gym, and it's going to have an indoor track and all this type of stuff. It got built, and they had the grand opening ceremonies the summer after I graduated, like 4 years, four and a half years later. But it finally came. So like she was telling me all these like these improvements that are made to the college. I'm like, God damn it! Like I really am old, because I went when I was there, we had fucking dial-up modems, you know what I mean? It's like some stupid shit. But the fact that she told me that she was born the year that I graduated high school made me want to go run my head through a plate glass window. Yeah,
I got a bunch of those. Like when I first year when I got to grad school, it's kind of like what we're doing now. Like we're sitting around like a little campfire thing, and all of us were talking about, I don't know how the 9/11 came up. We were talking about like where we were on 9/11, you know, and like everybody's like, oh yeah, I was, you know, a sophomore college, or like, yeah, I was a senior in high school. Well, and all of a sudden this one person that's like brand new at the school goes, well, I was in fourth grade. And we're just looking like, shut up. Like, what the hell? Punk. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I also currently have an employee who is in her 20s, early 20s, like 21 maybe. And she often reminds me of the fact that her mom is younger than me.
Oh, wow. Holy cow.
Yeah. I'm just like, you're fired. She's like, you should probably hang out with my mom. And I'm like,
that's what really throws me off is that, you know, I've got people I graduate high school with that had kids like right there at their senior year or right as soon as they graduate high school. And that's what's weird to me is that their kids are currently graduating or already have graduated high school. And I'm like, I don't even have a kid yet. You know, it's like, what the hell? And that throws me off. It's like, oh man.
Yeah. Nuts. And then all of the gray beard hair is popping in. Starting to get me.
I know for me, it was I had my business.
I thought your whole screen went to static when you did that. I was just like, oh, right. It was like all like black and white. All right,
fuck you.
When I had first started my business, people thought I was like in my early 20s. And the business wasn't going well. So I lost like 30 or 40 pounds. I was getting sick all the time. And I didn't really notice the weight loss and stuff. But there was a guy I was talking to, a customer. He was like, he goes, you know, we're like the same age. I was like 30 at the time. I said, I kind of looked at him. I go, I know you're a lot older than I am. I go, well, how old are you? He goes, 49. He goes, well, how old are you? I go, 30. he goes, oh, I'm sorry. Because people used to come in and they would go, are you all right? Are you? I go, I'm fine. It wasn't until I was coaching hockey and someone videotaped the game and the handshake afterwards. I go, holy shit. Holy shit. But physically, I didn't notice until like 4 years ago. And my wife and I actually were talking about the day because she was a skater. She skated in the Ice Capade shows, and you know, she all those jumps she do over and over, and you fall and you hit your hip and your back, and you she's like, oh, everything on my body just aches every day. And like Matt was talking about his back, my back is done. And I go, you know, maybe back when I was in the rub, you know, rub dirt on it.
Yeah,
right, play through you.
Tiger bomb. Let's go.
That was just fucking stupid.
Walk it off.
Because now I'm like I can't even sleep through the night because something is going to wake me up in pain.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you. I mean, when I slipped in the shit raining from my basement ceiling, what, four years ago and fucked up my shoulder, it still hurts. It actually hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts like more now than it did like 2 years ago.
That's what I mean. Sucks. It's like these things that like we acquire now as injuries, they stay with us. So,
oh, yeah.
Let's see, like four years ago, I had taken a fall off of I don't know how tall it was, 15-foot kind of ledge, and I landed on my feet. I don't know if I ever talked about that on the podcast.
You're like a cat.
What I was doing. Yeah. It was scary, but cool at the same time. So, so I landed on my left foot, which makes sense. I'm left-handed, so I don't know. Like, but as I fell, that took the brunt of it. And I must have bruised some bones in that foot because it was sore for a good solid 6 to 8 weeks. Still to this day, when I wake up in the morning, like all I have to do is go, and it's like all of my, it's like my toes are just like popcorn. For the first, like every morning after the thaw, it was like that. And then it's never gone away. Sorry, Chris, go ahead.
I know I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I have a similar foot injury that happened in a very similar fashion. So I was living in this apartment that was across the street from a parking lot for like a convenience store and a pizza shop. And we were day drinking in college, and a friend of mine like pulled up into the parking lot, you know, across the street, and we're all super psyched. I haven't seen this guy in a while. So I run out there. I'm wearing like flip flops, you know, sandals, whatever. I run across the street, and I had been drinking heavily. It was, it had to been 11:30 on a Saturday, and we were already on target for a blackout by 3. But I ran across the street, and he had this piece of shit car. So I ran up and I fucking jumped up onto his hood and did like a kickflip ollie move, you know, in midair. And I was wearing, don't forget, I was wearing these sandals, these flip flops, and I fucking came
always
down
an
and
excuse.
Crashed my heel into the pavement. And I remember not being able to walk for like 4 days, but like, you know what? It was one of those things where like you rub dirt on it. You say, fuck it. Just get up and go. I'm a bartender and a waiter. I have to be on my feet. I'm just going to have to push through it and muscle through it. And the same thing, I have seriously fucked up my foot in that one injury that every once in a while, plantar fasciitis. You ever heard of it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but you know, it'd be a good thing to do before I talk about plantar fasciitis. We should probably kick it off to an advertising break. I mean,
you know, I was just thinking that
everybody wants to hear about this even more, but we're gonna make them wait for this ad.
Do you have foot pain?
Sure, so we all do. Essentially, I must have had like a hairline fracture on my heel because it healed when it healed back. I have a bone spur on the back of my foot, and
every once in a while, nice.
Yeah, I remember. I was. It happened like, you know, 10 years after.
There goes your presidency.
I remember. I woke up one morning and I got out of bed. I stood on the floor, and I swear to God, I thought someone was sniping me through my fucking bedroom window and shot me in the foot. It was the most unbelievable pain ever. And it was in my foot. I couldn't walk. I literally had to army crawl my way to the kitchen, to the landline. We had those to call my then girlfriend, my now wife, to come and help me off the floor. But every once in a while,
that
it
didn't
comes
give her
back.
Warning saying, I know. This guy's broken.
Every once in a while, it comes back, and I can feel it coming on. It's just when the tendons behind the foot get tight and
wait till you get the
bone spur. And I was like, oh, it's the fucking worst. So I used to have to wear a brace that kept my foot, like to say this is your foot, that kept, you know, my foot like this when I slept. So all the tendons would stay stretched out.
Yeah.
And then because your tendons, this is the bottom of your foot, like the tendons that are up there by your toes, they wrap all the way down around your heel up to like your literally the middle of your calf. So those are the tendons that get tightened up and it would rub against a bone spur, and you literally can't fucking walk. It's unbelievable.
That's what slowed Antonio Gates' career down. He had that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awful. He was never the same. And they said, he goes, there's nothing you can do for it except rest. And it just, I mean,
there's one thing you could do. And my podiatrist offered this. He goes, here's the deal. He goes, you can either just keep stretching it out when it happens and just deal with it, or you can have surgery, but it's fucking gross. So what they do is they fucking go in and they detach all of your fucking tendons, pull them all back up to your mid of your calf, and then file down the back of your heel. And then reattach everything and sew you back up. He goes, you can do that, but if you can't walk now, you're not going to be walking for at least 6 months if we do this procedure. So what do you want to do? I'm like, okay.
Let's see, Nick, you're under 40, right?
Oh yeah, just barely.
And then Chris, you just turned 40.
I turned 40 in January.
Yeah, I'm telling you guys right now, give it like 11, 12 years. Everything you've injured, every day.
It's going to come back to haunt
us. Because, like I said, I just recently turned 58. I know it doesn't look like it. But but every fucking – I go, wait, what was that? Oh, that's right. I fell on my hip playing hockey there. Oh, that's right, yeah. Because, like, I broke my foot. Well, I had a stupid hockey guy. I was wearing shoes. He shot a puck into my foot. And it hurt like hell. And I was like, probably had a hairline fracture in it. And I said, I'll just, it'll go away. Well, I was coaching. I jumped off the bench after we scored and snap. Just snap. It went flip flopper. Anyway, if you're not joining us live in the chat, live in the show, it's your fault. But no, I had to wear a cast for like 2 months, boot for 3 months, and they wanted to put a pin in. And I said, fuck it. I'm not doing that. Yeah. But to this day, it still hurts.
You know what was fun working on this scarecrow thing is that okay? So I bought a skeleton, you know, one of those plastic skeletons you can kind of move around and what have you.
Real one?
No,
I just dug it out of the backyard.
Right.
Yeah, except for that it's there. Slab.
Don't mind tunneling down.
Well, if you let us do the docudrama, we went there. And told the people there are dead people under your thing. They go, "What? Okay. We'll get them out for you, so you can put a real skeleton."
Two couple things here. Okay. A, I don't want my neighbors to know that I podcast.
they don't have to know you podcast.
I'm not really like one to like really, you know. I'm a friendly guy, you know, and I might like talk to you as a neighbor, but I'm not like a hey, let's go hang out, you know, neighbor.
You don't have to do anything. We said I would do.
Number two,
anonymous note.
Hang out with my models.
Anonymous note, like, psst, hey,
I see dead people in your backyard under the slab.
Here's a link.
Holy shit! I'm sorry. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Don't ruin the debate. We might want to watch it later.
But Chris Wallace just asked Trump to publicly tell white supremacists and KKK to stand down, and he wouldn't fucking do it.
Yeah.
He hasn't done it in 4 years. It's not going
to. On a related note,
Matt has
something that I got to witness, sadly, in our park here, was, you know, it was scary white supremacist Trump rally. I'm just going to call it as it is. And it was gross. And what was weird was all of their vehicles were either white or black, which was funny because it's like they don't like color.
Were they all trucks?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, and Ford, you know, Broncos. It's truck country or what have you. But yeah, I support, you know, police. I have nothing wrong with police. I'm just not a big blue line person. I think this is code. All of these blue line flags. Sorry if you're a blue line flag waiver. I support police, what they do. I think that they're a vital part of our community. However, I don't know. There's some kind of code going on, and it's sick. So, and it's even grosser when you see it. Like just for what it is. So,
I just anyway, my house.
Yeah. Well, that's not usually something that we witness. But
you want to talk about something really gross? That's nothing. I got that talked.
What I was going to say is I did hand surgery on the skeleton. So I got the skeleton and I was setting them up with the scarecrows, right? And it was this funny moment because like the way that the skeleton comes is like the hands are like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm showing that there's kind of palms facing out, right? And there's no way to rotate it, so I actually like unscrewed it, drilled a hole through the plastic, and re-screwed it in so that it would actually be more facing like this. The whole time I'm doing this, I'm like, this is the exact same hand surgery that was performed on me.
Oh.
Exactly. I mean, I didn't cut the bone, you know, but that's what they did.
It wasn't like Chris's foot, right?
They did put pins and there was some, you know, refusing of the bone. But yeah, they essentially, my hand always faced palm out, and it was one of the last surgeries that they did on my right hand. So anyway,
you know what you should
do?
It was just
a funny like moment though, of like working on the skeleton. I'm like, yeah,
you want to be the hit of your block? What you should do is put up a sign that says, you know, on the skeleton, I was killed by my wife, killed me and my children. Ask next door for more information because we're buried in the backyard.
I think
that'd be cool. And just not confuse people. Put an arrow to that house, so they don't go to the wrong house.
It would be cool if I could put the skeleton peeking over, like, "Honey, am I here?" You know, it might scare their little kids that live.
It's next a man and wife, right? That live next door, right? Do they have kids?
Yes, they do. And I feel like I'm divulging way too much information.
So you don't want to save, because what's going to happen, we've all seen the horror movies, the wife, it affects the wives of the women in the house. Those people are going to end up dead someday, and it's going to be on, you're going to have blood on your hands. Because you didn't warn them. Get out of the house. What do you want from us? I said, fuck out of the house. What I said.
There's been no activity for over 10 years. You know, I don't want to, I don't want to reactivate the spirits.
You said no activity, but the other people left. We had no record of them leaving. They just were gone.
Speaking of ghosts, though, I did subject my son to Ghostbusters for the first time.
Nice. Did you get scared a little bit?
I gave him a little, like, you know, cause it was dad and son bonding time. Like, you know, my daughter has nothing to do with ghosts. Like, And, never allowed
to be fair to your daughter. She was traumatized.
Never allowed to tell her that, by the way. You guys are in a sworn pact with me now from just being podcasters.
You might want to check the mail and make sure that you intercept the letter I sent.
Okay, thanks. So anyway, we're watching it, and there's that scene where she's abducted in Ghostbusters, like Dana.
Yeah.
Like
she's risen above the bed, or what do you mean?
No, we're like she's sitting in the chair and the arms kind of that is the scariest scene. And so just like seconds before, because I'm like, ooh, yeah, this is about ready to happen. And so I'm like, hey, this is a scene that your sister she'd be too scared to watch. Just to kind of like, you know, hey, I'm just letting you know. And then after it was over, he was like, yeah, I'm glad you told me. And I'm like, sure. I was like, but you're okay. And he's like,
that's what dads do.
Yeah,
so. I think Jay has let Alex watch Ghostbusters because we had him last Saturday. We had the Glatfelder boys over. I always call them the Glatfelder boys because their last name. But anyway, he goes, I want to watch Ghostbusters. I went, Ghostbusters?
Maybe the cartoons.
No, it was the show.
No, they watched
we were going to put the cart. He goes, no, I want, because he's a big fan of what's the marshmallow guy?
Oh yeah, the Stay Puft.
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. He loves the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. So I'm like going, you watch the whole movie? And he goes, but we couldn't find it. So Rescue Ranger, some stupid show.
Yeah, the end with the Stay Puft Marshmallow. I mean, that's what my son was just like, yes. like, and I kind of like gave him some clues too. I was like, okay, like the key master and the key, like, you know, I didn't explain the whole sex thing.
You're not going to show him the second one, are you?
Well, the second one has this
moment. Yeah, the second one,
sucks.
The second one's a lot more approachable.
No, too. The second one should have never been made. It's terrible. Terrible movie.
I'm curious how a kid would know who the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man is, though, because you don't see that a lot, you know, in today's...
Well, just stuff. Because it's pop culture. Oh. You know, like they've seen the, you know... and just the idea of a Marshmallow Man. I mean, you don't even have to know... I mean,
that was Ray's fault, right? Because
Yeah.
I didn't think of anything.
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man idea in that script was by itself a multi-million-dollar moneymaker.
Like, oh, yeah.
Everybody had a fucking Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Believe it or not, Jay had one.
He's got a few of them, doesn't he?
Yeah. I mean, in the 80s, that's when they discovered him. I mean, think about like Gizmo. I mean, that's what makes Gremlin. He's a cute little thing. It's the same as like what Baby Yoda is right now in The Mandalorian. All that is a hairless Gizmo. That's all it is.
Yeah, you're right. It really is.
Because you know, because that's what Lucas kept trying to do with the Ewoks. He's like, but it was too close to teddy bears. You're like,
Should have just said, okay, I have a great movie that people are some billions watching. I don't need to come up with a gimmick.
Well, it was supposed to be Wookiees.
Wookiees, yeah.
But the cost of actually making the costumes is like double. So if you cut it in half, twice as many, save the price. True. And thus the name Ewok, because it was Wook. And then, you know, they do the Lucas. Well, see, you learned something.
There I go.
Yeah, it's funny. How many
Star Wars? I was in. Yeah, I saw the video.
It was crazy to me. Like, how many things are named in Star Wars that are never mentioned in the movies, but people know the names from the toys and everything else. Like, Ewok is never said one time in Return of the Jedi.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it's from the toys and everything else. That's why people know the name. The same as like AT-AT, which is the four-legged walker in Empire. It's never said once. They're called Imperial Walkers, you know, in the movies.
Yeah.
But because of the toys, it says AT-AT, but you know, so you're like, oh, it's an AT-AT.
I did not know that.
It's the same like way
the
with
like the A-Wings, the Y-Wings.
Right.
Yeah.
All of that. Nothing. It was never talked about in the original wings, movies.
Hot wings.
Chicken wings. Yeah.
And the same way with Casablanca and Play It Again, Sam. Like,
right,
that
right.
was such a, you know, all the merchandise that came out after that.
Huge piano sales after that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge. Huge. Play it. You played it for her. You can play it for me.
Play it for me. Okay.
Play it again, Sam.
Put your lips together.
Ding-dong, the witches.
That's Tab and Have Not. It's a different movie. Just saying. Well, I mean, it's a whole different time period in Bogey's life, too.
I get it. But I think we talked about this before. Bogey is the leading man. It's like,
it's absolutely true. Yeah,
he would never
make it today. No,
yeah. He's a fantastic. He was.
I mean, even Billy Joel said that like about 20 years ago, talking about how he never would have made it today because of MTV and just all the Twitter and all that stuff. He's like, he goes, look at me. He goes, I am not a good looking man. You know, he's like, he goes, I had the big afro. And, you know, he goes, I never would have been successful
somehow.
If I'd been
in the 90s or the 2000s. I don't get that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the boys, you know, yeah, the entire season of the boys.
Driving skills.
Speaking of the boys,
yep.
Tangent. Have you guys caught up? Have you been watching the boys?
I'm current.
I saw episode number two.
Holy fuck! Like this season.
Talking about that first.
This season is like just when you think they've gone and done the most fucked up scene for television. They come back and say, hold my beer. I've got another one for you.
Yeah.
And this past week, I won't spoil it for you, Jack, but the chokehold that happened in this past week's episode, I spit out my coffee and I wasn't even drinking any. It was unfucking believable. Vague. The guy got choked through the door towards the end. Hey, Jack, earmuffs.
Did I miss that?
You should have just said
what they said with the love sausage. If you just said love sausage, then I would have put two and two together.
I couldn't fucking believe it. I'm like,
I called that. As soon as it came through the window, I went, that's the dude. That's the dude. And then I was like, shit, that is right. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, for real.
I'm just sitting there. I'm like, that's the MacGuffin. That's like the one part of the episode. Like every week's got this thing, this one scene that you're just like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
Like in the week before was Homelander, like smashing that dude's face and having his brains all over him while he's banging the chick against the wall. I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Every episode, it's just something screwed up. I was reading about one of those things that are in the comic books that aren't in the show, which
you can come back in, Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Like, I really wish they would have done this. And because they were talking about Black Noir, how like he doesn't speak at all.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how in the comics, he's actually a clone of Homelander. And he's been raised by the corporation to hate Homelander. But Homelander doesn't know he exists, so that's why he never speaks, because they have the same voice. And in the comic books, he is actually the father of the child.
No shit.
But they said they're not going to do that in the show. They said because Homelander's already admitted to it in the show that he's the father and all those other things. And I was like, man, that would have been a cool fucking twist.
That would have been cool.
Yeah. Oh, why did Jack leave?
There was dust on my thing and I hit something and it knocked me out.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't quite fast enough on the mute. I heard dick.
Well, you're good. You're good. They're,
okay.
They were talking about the debate.
It's love sausage.
Yeah, which one? which the bigger sausage? Dick? I did want to talk about something because this is Matt, you've had a son. Chris, you currently have a young son.
Yes.
It's a father's right. Nick, you were a son at one time, so
it's a son's right.
I have my grandson and granddaughter this week. They're killing me. But my grandson, I walk by, he's eating his lunch. I go, "Oh my God, you stink." And he just laughs. He thinks it's the funniest thing in the world. So I gotta change it. I put my granddaughter down for her nap. I said, "Okay, let's change his diaper." I go, "Oh my God." And do you use wipes, Chris? Do you have the wipes?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Why is it so hard just to get one fucking wipe
out? Dude, it's the fucking worst. I pretty much made my son a mummy with the pull that I did with it from the wipes tonight. I pulled the wipe. I'm like, you want to yank that shit quick because you got a travesty on your hands here.
Yeah.
And you have to clean quickly. And I went and grabbed one and give it a yank and 87 of them came out and just covered my son.
Yeah. I'm cussing the whole time. My wife always goes, she's not here at the time, but she goes, "You got to stop swearing in front of the kids. You got to stop swearing in front of the kids." I go, "I fucking will eventually. Leave me the fuck alone." So then I pull it. I go, "God damn it. Fuck. I just want one fucking wipe. I'll keep buying them. You don't have to waste them." So because he had a shit explosion, I go, "You're too old for this. This should have been done.
Shit explosion.
He's got he's got shit on his shirt. He's got shit all over the place." And
your son was watching the debate. Yeah, this is a bullshit explosion over here.
Yeah, exactly. So, but what's the first thing a boy does?
Grabs the boy.
He goes for his dick.
Yeah, right?
His penis, I should say. I'm like, "No, dick. It's got shit all over it. Don't." And he's got. Now, so now he, I'm holding him with his two legs like this. I'm trying to get wipes out. And he's like,
he's got shit around. Dick and he's flapping that shit all over the walls.
Okay. Now, if I was an artist, I'd be okay with him grabbing the shit and doing something with it because that's his art. I mean, I think Miami Mike knows it's exactly
fucking, what I'm fucking bullshit.
It's because, an artist should be allowed to express themselves.
This is a long, long
right, Miami Mike. Now he's got shit all over his hand. It's all up his back. I got, like you said, Chris, I got 5,000 wipes all over the place, and I had to get a new thing of wipes because my granddaughter, I left the wipes out. She opened it up, was just pulling them all out.
Yeah,
and then she was putting them on her babies as blankets. I'm like, "What are you doing?" And she goes, I go, "It's okay."
So, there's a moment, Jack, where you have to make that call. It's the judgment call of the shitpocalypse. If it gets to a point when you're sitting there and you're far beyond driven when it comes to poop just being everywhere, you got like shit dick, you got shit walls, you got shit everything, shit on you. That's you gotta pull the cord and say, grab him by the ankles and say, "This kid just going right into the tub."
Well, I was downstairs. That's the problem.
Oh.
And so it's
that's
like,
on you.
Well, I didn't know.
You should have playing that better, Jack.
But he's over one now. The shit explodes. I think there's a rule. I thought we had a rule that once they reach one, no more shit explosions. They can have nasty shit. But it was like, I go, "What the fuck did you eat? What are your parents feeding you?" And I'm like, "Oh my, it was, I mean, I must have used, like I said, a whole bag of wipes trying to get it out. It's all over, like you said, it's all over me. I had to wash his shirt."
Why don't you just use a hose?
Yeah, I can use the hose. But here's the thing, too. We always run into that question when you're at the grocery store, you're at the Costco's or wherever, you're looking at buying wipes. They're so fucking expensive for what they are. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So you're like, "I'm going to save a couple of bucks. I'm going to get like the big jumbo pack of like these wipes here because, they're the same shit, whatever." And then you get home, you realize it's the wipes that take 87 wipes to wipe a poop. But if you spent the extra $2 you get the good quality wipes. You can give a one wipe poop and you'd be done with it.
The wipes, it's not the wipes.
I'm guilty of it, Jack.
It's not the wipes. We buy them in a box. Like they come like eight packs in a box, but it's not the wipes. It's the fact that the design, you can't, they don't separate. It's like the magic trick where he pulls the handkerchiefs out of the hat and just like
it's literally the toddler equivalent of buying like quilted Northern versus the single ply Charmin, right? Yeah. Or not Charmin. Yeah. The single ply stuff you buy individual rolls up.
Yeah, right. Like something like an airport.
The ridges, you need the ridges. You need some friction on that paper. Right? Same thing with wipes.
I don't know if I really believe Chris's opinion, though. I mean, because he's a bidet guy for like the last couple years. Guy. So it's like, you know, I don't. You're no longer legit. I mean, don't they have like a baby bidet?
I
love the bidet.
Such little toilet paper. So awesome. I use more toilet paper to blow my nose than to wipe my ass. I'm not even shitting. Pun intended.
Awesome. Anyway, I love that.
So good.
Best. I only poop on the bidet. That's it.
There are moments in my life in which I find myself like, oh, I'm at work and there's no bidet. Like it's almost sad because you're like,
you go to where your break room is or where you're teaching.
I just scoop water. Yeah, I'm just
kitchen sink where everyone's.
He's got his bidet to go. It's just like a bag and he squirts water from up high.
it's just like a little. Pump kind of action.
Well, that's what made me laugh about like when I was in India, because all the public stalls that were Western had a freaking water hose in there, like with a spigot, and I'm like, is this to clean the bathroom or is it like just like a high pressured fucking bidet where you're just like gunning it, what the hell?
It's a bidet, the handgun. Yeah.
It's the handgun. Yeah. And I'm like, good God.
Bathrooms overseas are kind of, cause I know in France you have to pay to use any public restroom.
Yeah. That's all the EU. Yeah.
I'll tell you, we're gross here.
Yeah.
Well, I remember I was standing in line. We're by the what's that art thing? Matt would know. What's the name of Louvre?
The Louvre.
We're in the Louvre. I got to use the bathroom.
So three iconic things in Paris, and you can't remember the Louvre?
Matt would know it. No, everybody in the fucking world knows the Louvre. Love.
Larvae.
Well, we didn't go there. So I gotta use the bathroom.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego, Jack? We learned that at a young age.
I didn't watch Carmen. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Anyway, can I finish my story, Larry?
There when when we liberated Paris, weren't you?
So. I did storm Normandy. I did do that.
You were actually with Rick. And you played it again.
Yeah, exactly.
My problem is I had to put on sunscreen before I charged the beach because I wasn't going to get cancer.
Yeah, Cheeto.
You can shoot Cheetah's at me. Got spurs. You can shoot at me, but I got to hit sunscreen on. Anyway, so, and I apologize to anyone that's listening that actually did Storm Normandy. It was just a bad joke. So I get in this line for the bathroom. And of course, because they don't have any public restrooms in Paris that you can just go in and use. Because the subway system there it's clockwork. I mean, if it says it's going to be there at 4 o'clock, it's there at 4 o'clock and they leave like at four. If you're not on there, the doors are closing and people are they're trying to get on. But anyway, it smells like urine everywhere. Yeah. I go, you know why it smells like piss? You know why it smells like piss, French people? Because you don't have any fucking bathrooms and people just go, I'm just going to pee here. I'm just going to pee right fucking here.
People ask me about what Paris smells like piss. All of Paris smells like piss.
But that's why you have to buy perfume. That's why they're so big on perfume.
So anyway, I'm standing in line. And the guy goes, no, you went to use, you use this one. So I paid 50 cents more. I go, all right, I'll pay 50 cents. It was a dollar, whatever it was. I walk in this bathroom. I go, oh my God. It had statues. It had waterfalls in it. I'm like,
the best 50 cents you've ever spent.
No, it was a dollar because I paid 50 cents extra.
A euro.
He saw I was an American.
All bathrooms are roughly a euro. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, but the other one was 50 cents. Mm. So that was the one, probably it was like a rag. But I was like, oh my God, I don't think I want to leave here. Forget the Louvre. There's like, it was like artwork up there. I'm like, man, this is nice.
That's right, because they're making tons of money. That's the thing. I mean, that's the thing about, you know, private bathrooms is that, you know, it's all of Europe. It's all in you have at least two or three people there. That's all they're doing constantly is cleaning them, and, you know, and then just saying, give me my euro, you know, and that's what they do for a living.
I know I've told this story before. We found this cafe or bar, whatever it was. And I go, I gotta go to the bathroom. So I walk downstairs to the bathroom, and I thought they were just universal. You know, that there's, because there was no divider. It was no, and I can't read the signs, but I guess I was in the women's bathroom. Women's stall. Because I come out, and this French lady is looking at me like,
Je m'appelle McCoy.
I go, it doesn't stink. I just urinated. It's okay. But she was like,
it was just a fart.
Yeah.
How do you
I stormed Normandy for you, so stop copying me an attitude. Yeah. But she didn't. She was pissed. She just was like, and I walked up. Okay, we might get knifed here. I don't know, because I used the women's bathroom. My wife's like, "How do you use the women's bathroom?" My daughter's like, "I go, I can't read. I don't. It does. I don't know what men and women says in French. I don't know. It just. I thought it was just universal.
Stupid American.
Yeah, I was.
So my wife and I were in this conversation about Europe. Like if you go to Europe, like where would you, like what countries do you want to go to? What would you want to see? And the Louvre in France was like pretty much like tops, like really? For me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, because you're an artist.
I wasn't that impressed with the Louvre. I've been twice.
I just know that there's a lot of art there. Yeah. And I want to see it. There's a lot of art there that like is just specifically in that collection.
Well, my youngest daughter had already been there and she said it was boring.
Yeah. So I mean, if you like that period of art, then great. But then
I like the period of shit.
You're not going to see like Picasso's or Monet's or anything that's
sure.
It's all going to be, you know, 1500s and it's nice. But like, I mean, there's lots of other places in Europe I've been to that I prefer. It depends on what you want out of experience. Cause like, mm-hmm. I like going places that I have zero expectation. And so when you go to Paris in particular, you already know everything you're going to see. You're going to see the Louvre. You're going to see the Eiffel Tower. You're going to see, Notre Dame. You're going to see, yeah, a lot of people pissing in the streets.
That when you see the ladies' underpants?
Yeah.
I see London, France.
Okay.
Yeah. If you see Notre Dame, you can bring marshmallows. That right.
Oh,
too soon.
Make sure they're Stay Puff.
Yeah,
Stay Puff. Save some for everyone.
I know a lot of people love Paris. It's the romantic. I didn't like it.
No, I liked Normandy a lot. You know,
I want to go to Normandy. I want to go there.
Normandy's cool.
I want to do the Band of Brothers tour.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah,
I want to take the same path they did. I don't want people shooting at me.
It's not that expensive either. Like you start in Normandy and then you go to Paris and then you go up into Holland and do like all that Operation Market Garden, and then you end up at the Eagle's Nest is where Austria. So it's
I also want to do the Saving Private Ryan, but when I get to the guy where he's like, "Was I worthy?" No, you weren't. People died. You weren't worthy. It was fucked up that they had to come save you. How many people died because of you?
There's a lot of that. Exactly. At the end of that movie, they kind of don't justify it because he's like, "Tell me I'm a good man. Tell me that." She's like, "You are a good man." He's like, "Well, I want to know what he did. Did he cure cancer? He didn't cure cancer." No, and that's what Tom Hanks said. He's like, "This kid better go back and cure cancer." And
Tom Hanks said, "You're leaving." And he said, "No, I'm not leaving my men." They're not your men.
Yeah, you should have knocked him out. Yeah.
How many people knocked him out? You had the guy that died because of Faraday.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And Ted Sizemore. Ted Sizemore died and made him a drug addict. It's terrible. I mean,
I did recently find out a little bit more about my own family's history with World War II because, you know, my great uncle on my dad's side. So my grandfather's brother. What made him great? Just follow with me along on this one. Okay. So my grandfather, his nickname was Ike. That was not his given name. His twin brother, did you like him? His twin brother, I'm just going to push forward, was named Mike. And so that's how he got the nickname Ike.
They invented the candy. That's what made it great.
They were born during the Depression, survived that. Mike.
And Ike.
Ike, he couldn't serve. And I'm trying, he had a double hernia. And so he couldn't serve. But my grand, are you really dissing my grandfather right now?
I'm just saying, like, suck it up, buddy.
Okay.
So he was 4-H.
So, 4F, yeah.
4-H, 4F.
Yeah, you know what? So was Jimmy Stewart, okay? So lay off, all right?
But Jimmy Stewart, he
did you just use 4-H as an insult?
He was. Jimmy Stewart was sold war bond. No, I'm just saying. I wasn't insulting. I was asking because that's what they called people who couldn't go because of
Of our listeners listening at the 4-H right now are going to be so fucking pissed at Jack.
I was
no. It was 4F.
It wasn't an insult. Yeah. I was just saying that's what they called
people. That was just the classification.
You mean the medical classification?
Yeah.
He's a D4.
It was called 4F, I think it was. 4H. 4F.
Yeah.
It's not H. Yeah. 4H. I totally got what Chris was saying, but then I'm like, you're talking about the medical disqualification.
I thought you were talking about the 4-H club.
Yeah. I'm like, what's going on here?
We had another term for it. I think it's in Back to the Future. Yeller.
This is the next versus 4F versus 4-H.
That's why I was like,
where do you?
He just called his grandfather a 4-H club card member. I think you did.
So, okay, so just real quick, let me just finish. If you would stop fucking interrupting, maybe you would.
I thought this was a debate. I apologize. I'll be quiet.
Mm-hmm. It's not. But it is a fight every time I come on the show. So my great uncle, Mike, did serve, and I don't know what city he was in, but he was captured by the Germans. It was a blitzkrieg maneuver where they came in and surrounded the area, and he was a POW for the...
pincer move.
The Germans had him. And when they were liberated, by Russians. There was a Russian woman that was actually the person that was in charge. And I don't know why that came up in the story, but my dad was kind of retelling, you know, what he knew of the scenario.
Wait, so you're saying when he got captured, he went to a POW and then there was liberated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so while he was in the POW camp, they basically survived off of potato skins. So, and then when my dad said that, I was like, oh yeah, that's right. He hated potatoes. Like he would never eat a potato ever again. Like that was it. I mean, if you're getting scraps and rotten food and that's all, he weighed 85 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was he tall?
No, he wasn't tall like me. But anyway, he lived a good life, so you know came back.
Well, how long was he in a POW?
I don't know how long. So again, like some of this was kind of talking to my dad because I was
85 pounds.
He's trying to remember.
Couldn't have been too.
Trying to remember.
Probably had dysentery.
We had so on that same side of the family, another uncle had flown, and he was in the bombardier pilot section or what have you, and they used to bomb the train lines. So they would look for basically caves, and they would try to bomb those and blockade the train tunnels. So because that's where the Germans hid. So, and then my grandfather on my mom's side, he was actually a cartographer, but he was stationed in Africa. So it was the southern part of Europe and Africa. That was kind of where he was located at. So just some kind of, I know I had another relative that was in the Pacific, but I don't know as much from, because again, some of this is just, you know, my dad stopped by the other day and we were just catching up and I was like, hey, you know, I can't remember where Mike was, you know, and so he was telling me about that. So
that's interesting.
I knew you would like it as soon as I got to it, but you know, you gotta give me a hard time the whole way, making fun of my grandparents being 4F, 4H.
4H. Worse.
No, that
they're huge Aggies, yeah, over there.
it's not what's it making fun. That's what they called people that couldn't go overseas to fight. A lot of them committed suicide because they were so upset they couldn't go serve. They committed suicide.
Yeah. Yeah,
I wasn't making a joke. I was saying so he was four or whatever it is.
Yeah, and I can't imagine. I mean, like,
so. I screwed up. It's one of the letters of the alphabet. You make a mistake.
He's in his early 50s, guys. Let's go. Come break.
Early
50s. He's
in his early late 50s. 58. Yeah, let's pick on the old guy. No, but I wasn't making a joke. I was serious at the time. It's just what they call people. Just saying.
I mean, that's what I'd be, being diabetic. Actually, all of us now, because we're all too old, but we'd all be we'd all be 4H.
No, it just was a crazy thing.
Due to my hand, I would not be like, they wouldn't want me. So
I know when I went to Gettysburg, I looked, because Gettysburg was like 4 miles from where all my family is. I mean, it's just, they're all from around the Gettysburg area, and I'm looking at all the tombs. The I go, I don't see a fucking Glatfelter. What the fuck?
Hmm.
You're all cowards.
it's such a common name, Jack. No,
to be fair, it is in Pennsylvania. But there's a ton of Glatfelters in Lancaster, Hanover, Gettysburg, that whole area, York, and I'm like, I don't see a Glatfelter there.
You know what I found a ton of?
What?
Commercial breaks all over the place. There's just shit exploding. Oh, I hope this one was Planner's Peanuts. So, calling back to plantar fasciitis. So, Baby Peanut, what's he doing? Is he voting? Who's voting?
They're gone, man. I think they died
10 minutes ago. Oh, baby peanut.
Oh, right. Baby nut?
Baby
nut 10
minutes ago.
I thought you were calling like the politician's baby peanut.
You know what? I'd vote for baby peanut.
Yeah.
baby nut versus baby Yoda. Baby Yoda totally went landslide. Yoda,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby.
I'm just imagining
all 50 states.
Just imagining like the DNC. They're like, okay, is there any way that Joe Biden could run with Baby Yoda? We need to get the youth vote. How do we get him energized? What do they like? What are the kids?
Is Baby Yoda older than Biden? No, that's impossible. Not older than Biden.
No, probably was.
Because Biden's like 78, right?
He's it would be hilarious though if he tried to like name drop or use like some kind of like, this is the way, and he like looks at the camera.
You probably would get some votes if you did. Just like every now and then, just drop some kind of weird social reference in there. It's like, hey, blah, 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 policy. This is the way.
You know, so like, Baby Yoda is actually 50 years old.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah. So
I'm 50.
Fuck, I'm older than Baby Yoda.
And I kick, man, stretch, and I do the fucking force.
I saw a funny meme the other day. I didn't even think about it until I saw it. It was the one scene in Attack of the Clones where, in the battle of Geonosis, where Yoda's like talking to one of the clone troopers, he's like, concentrate all your fire on that Ford, you know, whatever. And like the meme was like the trooper, like, did you just speak in a regular fucking sentence? <It's> like,
hey, wait, how come I'm over here?
Does Matt?
Yeah, you just now noticed that.
Yeah, you've been there for like 10 minutes or more.
Well, I know, but it just dawned on me that I should probably say something.
You can. Now, the word,
I say one thing about those shit explosion diapers? You can't hide them. You can't.
Oh, God. Yeah, Jack. What happened to your curves, Jack? Like, you're kind of sexy back then, you know? So everyone out there looking at a video
Well, obviously, Matt.
Oh, I'm thinking of the other one. Yeah.
You're thinking of my Sophie Loren.
Sophie Loren, yeah.
That was actually
disturbing, but also sexy at the same time, because you're kind of like,
No.
You know, I got people that sit there and go, please stop doing that. I'm not going to stop. I accidentally stopped.
It's okay. You can say Jay. It's okay.
Well, Jay's one of them, but there's a couple other people.
I'm having unfair thoughts.
Here's the deal with Facebook. If you see it, you don't have to click on it. You can unfriend me.
The thing is that you don't click on that video. It just automatically rolls as you're scrolling down. And you're like, next thing I know, I'm looking at Jack taking off his top.
What is going on? I did kind of look like Sophie Loren, would you say?
Well, I mean,
30 minutes of Jack is enough. I don't even know how we still have listeners, but we do. So, do we? Yeah, and thanks again for everybody chat. Joining us live in the chat. Sherry, John the UPS guy, Miami Mike, Will.
Nobody from the 4-H Club.
I think Matt Treese was on here earlier. Kim, John's wife. Chris Doran, I haven't heard from you for a while. Maybe you're still
around. I want to say you see where Disneyland's laying off 28,000.
Yeah.
Wow. Just the park?
Disney, yeah.
Wow, 28,000.
They're mostly part-time people, but still, because of the pandemic,
right?
But yeah, I mean, you think they'd have done that like before? That's crazy.
Well, I know Ralph, a friend of the show.
Yeah, I was wondering, is Ralph?
I don't know what his status. I don't want
to. Yeah, I mean, you know, I saw him post. I know he's been saying like, "Yes, I know about things going on at Disneyland." I guess people have been going.
Oh, because they're bugging him. Hey, when's it going to be? I mean, I do it, but that's okay. I'm old. I think I get that. I think I've reached that age where people go, "Okay, he's just old."
That's how I feel about your videos, Jack. That's like, oh, if there's another one of those Jack's videos, I'm just gonna scroll on by.
You know what? Fuck. I mean, I seriously, if you don't want you watch.
It's funny because like I'm not even on Facebook anymore. I somehow see them all.
Well, I post. I know you don't have Facebook, so I do you a favor and post them on Instagram once in a while.
That's right. Yeah.
The next one's gonna be Captain America.
Fuck you.
Oh.
You can't pull that off.
No.
Oh, I think I do quite well.
No fucking way. You can't. You cannot deface Captain America.
Oh, I'll send it. I'm going to send it tonight to you. Fuck off.
I'm back. Back in the New York groove.
So I'm going to ruin Captain America for you?
It is America's ass.
Have you been any of the Ghostbusters yet?
Slimer.
No, someone suggested Fred Flintstone, so I got to find Fred Flintstone.
Don't make Jack Slimer. That's the worst. Like, let him have some dignity and some hair, people. Like, by the way, I think you have to do Dana from Ghostbusters. That would really creep Jay out.
Like, I think that would just push Jay over the top.
It really would. It would ruin him.
Especially the floating above the bed.
His right hand would just like cry, like
he would have a hard time because I mean he looks up to Bill Murray and Bill Murray is like trying to kind of get with Dana and it's like
you know what? I can do both. I can do both. I can do Dana and Bill and Beckman. Is it Beckman?
Yeah, Peter Venkman.
Yeah,
so awesome. This is a must. So.
Nick broke me. Done.
Wait, what? Is there a private chat I'm missing out on or something?
No, it just. Oh.
you need a side moment?
No, I guess you just missed what I was talking about. Like when,
I was in my own little mind thinking and imagining how this would be. So.
My hand! this is a video that I will actually support. I want you to make this video. I'm behind it. I'm all for it.
Let's see what we got here. Do they have it? Let's see. Update. What have to update? What the fuck, man?
There's always an update because you.
Holy shit!
Because they updated the software, and then the app developers have to update to update.
I hate updates.
You are an amazing woman, still making and serving John's dinner. And John, I mean, come on. I hope this dinner is everything that.
Well, to be fair, John delivers every day as a UPS driver, right? So,
I just wish my wife would deliver once with dinner.
Oh, your wife doesn't cook, right?
One bit.
Look, she delivered twice,
and I could be John Travolta from.
Have to be Sigourney Weaver. So you have to be.
Isn't there a way that you can upload your own video footage? And
like, We could divert funds for the Netflix documentary and put it into this video for you.
No, we're not diverting funds. Okay, let's see if Ghostbusters.
Randy, thanks for joining us as well.
Ghost Rider. Oh, Ghostbusters. Oh, they have they have all kinds of things for Ghostbusters.
But it has
They do have Dana. She's like, there is no Dana, only Zool.
Oh, yeah,
that's yes.
Mm-hmm. You have to have her in the red dress, though. Like, you can't, yeah.
When she's in the red
dress. I remember when she opens up that door, you know, and
yeah,
she's
like, man, that's what I'm saying.
I might even join Facebook again just to be able to see this post in Jay's reaction.
You can see it right now.
Do it.
Oh, that's
for fuck's sake. Holy shit.
But Jay, is that your face?
Yeah.
There we go.
That's it now.
Yes. That is very disturbing.
I'm sorry. This app.
Oops.
Fuck off. I don't. I'm gonna keep doing it.
I just
they have the Stay Puft Man. They do have the Stay Puft Man.
Wow, you could be the Stay. You know what? Your grandkids are gonna love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shit. You can't do it.
The scene where the Stay Puft Marshmallow is like on fire and he's like, like a kid. Like
destroying the city?
Yeah, like my son loved every moment of that.
Nice. Like, Randy said something moved.
Hey,
you need to make that video and not in just send it to Jack.
That's me as the ghost.
Oh, you can be the ghost as well.
Doesn't look like you at all.
It doesn't.
I know. There's all kinds of things you can do.
You haven't aged a bit. So.
Oh, that's good. here's Stay Puft Marshmallow. Oh, come on! Why do you have it on
you? Jack. So you know, stay focused here. Make the video with Dana and send it directly to Jay, and copy us all on it. Actually, send it to all of us. With Jay on it, because
he's part of the Ramblecast for some reason.
There you go.
Here you go.
Nice.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yes. That's the one. That's the one we want. It's crumbling. Yeah. It's going to be like Luke Skywalker. No!
Excellent.
Anything, by the way. What was the girl's name? The climate change girl from Sweden? Greta. It'll be like Greta, like, Jack, you have ruined my dreams.
Well, then my work here is done.
Oh, Christ, we're all going to hell.
Well, hey, at least John's going to get his garlic toast.
Speaking of garlic toast, I read a funny headline the other day about that where it was like, man arrested after police call because he was attempting to assault his entire family after someone ate his garlic toast. And then, you know, and then someone put in the comments, it was like, I don't agree with it, but I understand. It's like,
but I get it.
Is it Texas toast though?
Or is it garlic toast?
Because they have Texas toast where it's like
garlic. The big one. Yeah. Yeah.
Texas toast is like a big thick piece. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Texas toast because they're
soaked through with butter.
But have you had Alaska toast? Because it's actually much bigger than Texas.
Oh.
It's a loaf.
It tastes like fish, right?
Yeah. It's got soup in the middle.
I'd like to go to Alaska.
Mitch Hedberg, Chris. I like Texas because they're the only state that's got the balls to have their own toast.
Fuck you, don't mess with Texas. We got our own toast.
I fucking love Mitch. Here I go. I'm gonna look at Mitch Hedberg quotes now.
Oh shit, now we've done it.
So. Someone said we should have might have been my sister. We should have someone because we mess up names all the time. Someone who's just surfing the net.
We're not having a fact checker.
That's what we all do.
Yeah, that's what Chris does. Chris is the fact checker.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to buy a candle holder, but the store didn't have one, so I got a cake.
My sister sent me a text message.
I got a can?
cake.
Tell your three cousins to fuck off. I watch Disney. I watch Brady Bunch, and I'm interested in what you have to say about it.
Oh, really? She wrote that?
Who said that?
She
sent me a text message saying, "Oh, I'll go right to it." Let's see here.
Who?
My sister.
Oh.
She said, let's see. Yeah, tell your three co-hosts to fuck off. I watched it pretty much. Now,
well, fuck you too.
I added fuck off. She didn't say that. She
oh, okay. I take it back. That's the second fuck off I've taken back in 2 weeks' time.
Tell the youngsters on your podcast, some of us old people like the Brady Bunch conversation. That's what she said. I just added to more of a...
Well, I'm against picketing. I just don't know how to show it.
Oh, John, it was Texas toast. She just put it in.
Oh,
well, nice. Did she have a tech? Wait, hold on a second. I got a question here.
We got to do this show from their house. I'm starving now.
But I'm questioning, why do you not put the Texas toast in first so it's ready? Because she already had dinner. Should the Texas toast be in and should be ready?
How long do you think toast takes? I mean, it doesn't take that long. You just, you know.
Well, the Texas
it'd be cold.
Texas toast takes like 15 minutes.
Oh. So you're saying that 15, like most dinners take longer than
I'm saying the Texas toast should be in. It should be ready for dinner. It sounds like dinner's already been made, and now the Texas toast is coming out.
You know what? We want to keep our listeners coming back. I mean, Think about this. There was a presidential debate tonight, and our numbers were really strong. I mean, I don't want to brag or boast like somebody's Texas toast, but you know, these are strong numbers.
People. Okay, you had Dumb and Dumber on the stage. Come on, really?
I tend to think of them as grumpy old men. Like movie, like it's one's Jack Lemmon and one's Walter Matthau. It's just you don't know what's going on. We just need a Bergness Meredith.
You can't win.
Come on, Rock.
This guy will knock you tomorrow. I'm not going to be in court. Well, you want to be my manager? You know why? I didn't have no manager.
Anyway, I like to play blackjack. I'm not addicted to gambling. I'm addicted to sitting in a semicircle.
Oh, where's this coming from? Oh, Scott, never mind. I got you. Hey,
he's been surfing.
By the way, no chicken took 35 minutes.
I flashed that up. You know, you just.
How do you feel about Philly toothpicks?
I don't know that one.
Oh, so he. Okay, so it's a
Star Wars.
It's a sandwich one. So he goes, man, I got a club sandwich of the day. I'm not even a member. You know, I think somebody got together and said,
"Oh, the frilly tooth,
it's really too big." And that's where he goes. He goes, "What are the criteria for being in the club sandwich club?" You know, he goes, "Well, we're gonna get a sandwich, but instead of cutting it once, we're gonna cut it twice in triangle shapes." You know, and then in the center, we're gonna put potato chips or potato salad. he goes, "How do you feel about frilly toothpicks?" I'm for them.
Yeah, I'm for them.
You're in the fucking club. You know,
like, okay, who invented those? Because I've always wondered. I go, okay, is it just because
I'm for them?
Did they put that on there so you don't bite into the sandwich with the toothpick in there and damage your mouth?
I never thought of it that way. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Because what's the point of putting that extra cellophane on there on the toothpick other than saying, "Hey, stupid, there's a toothpick here.
Don't eat this.
Don't bite into it. Don't eat this toothpick."
Yeah, I mean, and it's brightly colored. So
this is America. You know, we have to have instructions.
True, my friend asked me if I wanted a frozen banana. I said no, but I want a regular banana later. So yeah.
Sorry.
She's trying to but don't you have a toaster?
So, welcome to the RCAD.
I'm having an argument with Kim on here on the chat.
I know.
If you have a toaster oven, you cook the toaster up. You just put it in the same tube.
I hate it when people show me a photo and say, "This is an old picture of me." It's like, every photo of you is an old picture of you.
every book is a children's book if the kid can read.
Right.
Ha 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 That's a good one.
John and Kim, you two are great. I'm so happy that you had us along for your food.
John says she cooks for UPS driver, which means there is no set time for drivers. John, I got a question for you. When did UPS decide to deliver on because I see them on Saturdays and Sundays. It used to be just Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday. What's the deal? Is it because of Amazon?
I don't know either. Yeah, I get the text messages from UPS and FedEx, like when I order something, and then, yeah, it does. It cracks me up. So I'm like, I'll get a text message on Sunday or Saturday. It's like, oh, your package will be here, and it's two drops away. And I'm like, it's Sunday.
When I had the mailbox, et cetera, I had to tell people, especially during Christmas time, no, UPS doesn't deliver on this package. Will not get there till Monday. Why?
I know. I have the Saturday option is a lot more like on my end as a shipper that uses UPS. It's there as an option more frequently, and if I select it, like, you know, some packages can cost a little bit more to deliver on Saturday.
Yeah, they do have an extra area.
I think you're right though, Jack, about the Amazon thing, because I've definitely, because like some Amazon delivers are independent contractors, and I think, you know, if it's at the distribution center like on the Saturday and they're delivering on Sundays, they're like, oh well, didn't matter to me, I'm just going to deliver it because I have to deliver it, it's my job, so they'll just go ahead and do it on Sundays and they get paid to do it.
We had a, because we do a lot of the food delivery things every now and then, we have a restaurant here, it's called San Jose's, probably the best Mexican food in Raleigh. It's obviously not even close to anything in California, but for here it's not bad. So I'll go for some Mexican food. And so I got my three carne asada tacos, and it comes here, I'm emptying out the food. I go, wait a minute. Oh, sure. My tacos aren't here. So we call San Jose's and they say, well, it's not our fault. I go, well, who's my wife's talking? So we basically, they said, well, we can't credit your account. You have to call back on Thursday for the manager. This was Tuesday. I go, why do we have to call back? They can't just credit. They know we didn't get it. He goes, it's sitting here. You can come pick it up. I go, if I could have come picked it up, we would have come. So anyway, they blame the driver, this whole fucking crap going on. So we did get a credit from, is it DoorDash, something like that?
Hmm.
I'm like, bring my fucking tacos. Like, get over here. What are you doing?
So I had one of my wife's tacos. She had this chicken kind of taco thing. It wasn't carne asado taco. Oh. It was much better. But she did say, she goes, because I ate all the chips and the cheese dip. And she goes, where are the chips? I go, well, I kind of ate them because I didn't have a taco. Sorry, I ate it because she goes, well, I got guacamole. I go, well, I started eating the cheese while you were on the phone. So I ate all the chips. Sorry. I had to eat.
I made tacos tonight. It is Tuesday, after all.
Tuesday tacos. Sunday delivery is in the future, John says. Garlic toast is here, and it's good. Well, is it with the meal, though? Are you eating it after? I still say the garlic toast needs to be with the meal, because when you're eating, you eat the toast. Because by the time you eat the meal, you're full. Who wants the toast? Am I right?
Okay. Who eats garlic toast with tacos?
Okay. You know?
What? What do you think?
Come on this podcast and bust your chops about what you're doing. You know, she's probably like, geez, this is all they're going to talk about tonight.
You can't even order tacos, right? Am I cooking? For Christ's sake.
Well, no, I ordered the tacos, right. I just didn't get them. Usually I get the burrito because it has the cheese. But anyway.
Do they have a California burrito or is it just a regular burrito?
It's just a regular burrito.
So you got the taco. You got the burrito. You got the tostada.
Enchilada. I'm an enchilada fan. Just give me a bunch of those, cover it in the red sauce. I'm good.
I just don't like the fucking olives in there. I'm not an olive fan. Because for Christmas, every year at Christmas, we'd have it at my aunt's house. We'd have tacos, enchiladas, baked beans, all that stuff.
Oh, nice. Did they put the green olives just to make it festive? Like,
I don't like any fucking olives in my food.
Really? You're kind of like an anti.
I used to eat black olives, but now something happened. I probably got sick on them and I can't eat them anyway.
I can eat a jar of Kalamata olives and it's one sitting.
No problem.
Kim says, we don't have a toaster oven. John says we don't need one. John is wrong. If you're gonna have the Texas toast, I can't believe I'm still going on with this. Hey, I don't know why this is so tough.
Me neither.
You didn't want a double oven.
Well, I have a toaster oven. You gotta have. I'm done. I'm done with. I'm done with the whole Texas toast thing.
That was supposed to be for the private chat.
Wow, Matt put that on there?
Maybe that's the title of the episode.
I say go with it.
You know what? It's all there. I mean, I support it. So
I say go with it, Matt.
Okay.
I think that should be the title.
You were going to say Texas Totes.
Texas Man, Totes. Gummies have been making the show so much funnier over the last couple of weeks.
Can you get a note? If I send you the money, can you make an order? Can I get an order from you?
I am not using the mail system to send you weed.
And by the way, weed,
it's pills.
Let's just say it right on a recording podcast for everybody.
Nope.
I mean, like, way to go, Jack.
No, Jack. Nope. Of course I'm not going to do that. The fuck?
Well, my wife asked, she goes, wait, Chris lives in a state where it's allowed.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about mailing it.
Right.
To be honest with you.
No, I think
you know what you do, Chris? You put in an old Texas toast box.
Yeah. That's another Mitch Hedberg quote.
Which one's that?
What's up?
I love the FedEx guy because he's a drug dealer and he don't even
he
know.
He doesn't nobody know it. Or I used to be a hot tar roofer. Yeah, I remember that day.
that's a rough job, especially in the summertime.
Yeah.
I remember when Andy Dufresne did it.
You know, like going back to Mexican food. I never ever eat Taco John's or Taco Bell. I just never really have. But you're right. Like the other day, I just wanted some fucking tacos. I was like, I want some tacos. That's just what I felt like. So I was like, I pulled up to a Taco Bell probably the first time in 10 years. And I was like, give me 4 crispy tacos or crunchy tacos, whatever they're called.
Crunchy tacos.
Crunchy tacos. Yeah. Give me 4 crunchy tacos. Got them. I did not stop belching until 3 a.m. I had to get up and take a fucking gas X. It tasted
great though, didn't it?
It did taste great. But I mean, I had to take a fucking gas X because I was just like, oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's just the tacos, just kind of like,
Cool Ranch shells. Yum, burp.
I haven't had Taco Bell in a while because I know Del Taco does this, and I've complained about this before. It goes tomato, cheese, lettuce, meat, when it should be meat, cheese, and then you can say whatever the fuck
that's,
you want.
That's the correct order, yeah. But shell, beef.
I know Del Taco doesn't do that. I think Taco Bell does the same thing. They put the cheese on top with the tomato hanging up. So it's like frozen cheese with a cold tomato, cold lettuce, and hot meat. Wouldn't you want the – I remember my nephew worked at
– Dude, it's $3. What the fuck do you want?
I'm not asking for different ingredients.
It's just the line order in which they do it.
I can't believe I'm the only one bitching about this.
I mean, Jack, have you ever, when you're eating Jack in the Box tacos, looked inside when you're actually eating the thing?
You don't do that with a Jack in the Box taco. You just enjoy
It's not even meat. It's soy with some sauce, and then a slice of American cheese just thrown in there.
You just
mix of beef and soy.
Oh, you did a mix?
It's up. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. It is. Yep, because they can't claim that it is
kangaroo meat or horse meat or something or other. Jack, it's not the same thing. A Jack in the Box taco is something fried and greasy, and you just eat the damn thing because it's delicious. But I'm saying how hard it would be to shake the cheese and put the cheese on the fucking meat. I know we can't nominate people that are competent to run for president, but we could easily put the cheese on the meat, and you put the lettuce and tomato, whatever the fuck you want. I don't care, but the cheese should be on the meat.
I'm with you, Jack. Cheese should be on the meat. They should have enough time to cook together before you throw that slop on.
Exactly, because it's just when they get the cheese, because it's all cold, they throw that cold tomato, cold cheese, cold lettuce. Mm-hmm.
I think this is a Jack 2024 running campaign. And instead of like, where's the beef? It's where do you put the cheese? Yeah. Where do you put the cheese? Yeah.
This is your platform, Jack. This is your platform. My Secretary of State's going to be Marsha Brady.
Marsha.
I was going to say real quick, I worked at Taco Bell for a hot minute.
I remember that. You quit.
I quit. Yeah, it was a really awesome day. But one of the shitty things, though, that I was told at some point, and I didn't mind because I liked working. I didn't have to work with the food, right? I didn't have to do food prep if I just was cash register. But one of the managers said, well, we didn't know how much you could do with your hand. And presumptive. And
right.
Yeah. Like kind of like wrong to say to a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Working your first job. So so fuck you, Taco Bell, and your Lebo Cat.
When you were there, more importantly, did
Taco Lebo Cats backwards.
Did Taco Bell have the cheese on the meat, or did they have it with the
You know what? I don't remember.
They legally cannot do that.
Thanks, Chris.
You could have fucking sued their balls off.
I realize that, but as a 16-year-old
back in the 60s, you couldn't have.
Thanks. they still would have had the ACA at that point. But at any rate, the you know what went down was wrong. I should have probably said something to someone elder than that person, but that whole thing was a shit show. This was also during the 90s when you could smoke in the actual area. Like the people that were working the line, they would kind of like go back to this one little area. They still weren't outside and they would smoke right there. So I was like, oh, great. That was a really shitty job. So I had no qualms about
quitting. I think anyone who's worked fast food, because I worked Kentucky Fried Chicken and I'm not a serial killer like Dan, it was my worst job ever. First job. It just sucked.
And I feel like everybody should do that.
Yeah. Everyone should be in retail at some point in their life. We've said this
before. I said everyone should own their own business because you would have less Karens.
Retail and food service.
Mm-hmm. Retail and food service, because I think both. People would learn really quickly how
they should treat others.
Mm-hmm. Especially bathrooms if you're doing any type of food service.
Yeah, pledge in my fraternity. That was the thing I hated doing more than anything in the world, was cleaning the girls' bathroom in a frat house. That was, you couldn't pay me enough money to fucking do that shit. It opened your eyes.
This might sound, but girls' bathrooms, anytime I've worked like ice rinks, they were always the worst. Mm-hmm. It's like, what the fuck do you do in here?
Yeah. I remember being at like a Golden Gloves boxing match one time, and they didn't have bathrooms in this place. They just had like a row of 10 porta potties. And I saw four girls cram into one porta john. I'm like, what is that important that you have to all go into a porta john together? Like, and then it's not like you can sit down and go, or you just stacked on top of each other. Like, what's safe, going?
You know?
I don't know. I thought that was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen.
Probably before. Smoking a joint.
Maybe. Yeah, that would have made sense. And if they were stacked that, then that would have made sense.
Yeah. You're like, oh.
Maybe they don't want to share at the line, you know?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I had a customer once at the Plex. She ice Plex. She got mad at me. She was an older lady, and she goes, "This women's bathrooms." I go, "I just cleaned it, but you know these women. They just make it. They just trash the bathrooms." She was screaming at me from the time we're walking all the way back. I go, "Okay, there's no one in the men's bathroom. Do you want to go take a look at the men's bathroom that I haven't cleaned all day?" And she just kept screaming at me. I go, "All right, I apologize. I'm sorry. I was wrong. But where do you stand on the cheese on the meat?"
Where do you stand on the cheese?
Way about my rice stand.
She's like, "I thought you didn't want this bathroom to be messy."
I did have Taco Bell.
Whoa, this bathroom's out of order. You can't go in here.
Well, I think with Taco Bell, you know when you eat it.
Oh yeah, it's
you were saying, Nick, it was going to affect. It's going to affect you later on that day.
That meat, I'm telling you. I mean, maybe they've improved it, but back in the day, I was like, that was 4-H meat. Oh, or 4-F meat. One of the two.
Yeah, I mean,
the steak and the chicken was actually not bad. I actually, you know, preferred that. So, but
I just couldn't get over. I mean, I couldn't get over that I was belching over 6 hours.
At least you're eating four tacos. It's coming out the other way.
That's true. But I just like, damn.
And believe it or not, Taco Bell ranks up amongst one of the more healthy fast food options that are available to you.
Huh. That's bullshit.
look it up.
No way. I know McDonald's is too, but they.
Let me rephrase that. It's one of the least bad for you.
Yeah.
Fast food restaurants.
Speaking of fast food, we're about ready to lose fact checker because
that last
fact was a little weak.
Well, Kim says, why are we calling Dan an axe murderer? That's not nice.
I mean, have you never known this about Dan? I mean,
I'm not the one. Look at the back of Dan's car. He has duct tape, plastic bags,
bag of knives.
Yeah.
Bag of life.
And he's traveled all these places.
Sherry, remote Doobie. Places. Doobie. Like Doobie, Doobie, Doo. Like Frank Sinatra. Doobie.
That's one B, Sherry.
Doobie doobie doo. I'm getting high. How about you?
So, what do we do to end this show? How do we end this puppy?
We're actually quiet now, Matt.
Don't you have a story to put us to sleep, Matt?
I do. Yeah, it's about my grandfather. My grandfather, he had a knack for collecting change. Now, this is true. He would just scour the parking lots, and he would find money, and he would put it in this special pocket.
German infested parking lots. That was probably pissed on.
Where his finding money went, and he said, "You never spend your finding money because it's like you're spending your luck. It just spills out." So,
How much finding money did he have when he died?
I don't know.
I'm assuming some of these days.
Yeah, no, he passed away after he found out I worked at Taco Bell. That's weird. No, it was about the same time. He knew my father. I don't know. I'm going in some Star Wars tangents. There's a little wisdom nugget in there for you somewhere, but my grandpa Ikoff, he was a hoot. All right.
Because you can end it with a 4H, 4F versus. You know, you make one fucking mistake on the show, and how long have you been doing this, Matt?
Producing? I don't know. It's however long Chris has been beating up on old people, and however long I've been letting my kids paint with poop.
You see where they Minnesota and Tennessee had to close down their practices because of
COVID. Yeah. So, and then I'm wondering about our Colts, Jack. We never even talked about the game.
Oh, but, the Colts, man. Philip Rivers, 400 touchdowns, 60,000 yards.
Chris's eyes was just like, fuck, Colts.
Well, even Tampa Bay won again. They play the Chargers this week. I hope they crush the Chargers. But no, that's got to be a concern for the NFL, that this COVID thing. Oh, wait, serial murder? Why are you defending the serial killer?
Yeah, that's the bigger question, Kim. And finding
you're in San Francisco area, he could be the Zodiac killer. I don't know.
Hey, I recently took up ice sculpting. Excuse me.
With a chainsaw.
Ice sculpting. Last night I made an ice cube. This morning I made 12. I was prolific.
Were they all the same? The 12 ice cubes?
I have just been reading Mitch Hedberg quotes for the last 25 minutes.
Glad I gave you that. Like, I was actually thinking that this was going somewhere. Much like the listeners on the show.
This would be a great time for a commercial break.
No,
we've had our two.
Yeah, no, this is
a severed foot is the ultimate stocking stuffer. And this holiday, when you're looking to get your stocking stuffers, you can go to janejack.com/Amazon and search stocking stuffers, because you can find all these things on Amazon. And if you use that very link, janejack.com/Amazon, you help out our podcast. So I'd really appreciate it if you guys can go ahead and do that. janejack.com/Amazon.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Thanks.
And
I forgot to mention Schitt's Creek.
No. I
watched the episode where she.
And what he's saying is, if you want to buy your DVD set of Schitt's Creek, you can go to janejack.com/Amazon and do a search for Schitt's Creek, and you can purchase that DVD and have it at your front door probably within 24 to 48 hours.
Unless it's UPS.
Thank you, Chris. We can't even hear Jack anymore. What I wanted to say, though, is next week will be our 100th episode. So join us live for that. You don't want to miss that.
Should we have cake? Maybe. cake and ice cream?
I'm hoping to make enough cake to give to you guys. So
cool. You guys might have to
bring your own because I don't know if I can mail it to you in time. But what you can do is join us live. I think we'll be Wednesday, but maybe we'll be Tuesday. Jack will post the link, share that stuff.
I've done it 2 weeks in a row without complaining.
And thank you.
I was getting a little frustrated because we couldn't decide on what day to record. And nobody was coming up with a firm answer.
That was true. I think good point, Jack.
Yeah, anyway, with Schitt's Creek, I like the fact that she's filling out her daughter's her form for her community service and she doesn't know her daughter's. I filled everything out but your middle name because she doesn't know her daughter's middle name.
Why are you looking at me? I didn't do this.
Send us an email. Send us an email at rcadcast@gmail.com. rcadcast@gmail.com.
rcadcast@gmail.com.
Thank you. One last thing.
Once again?
No more. I'm going to close this out with our patrons that make this possible. I started off, this was a really hard week where I was trying to figure out some names for our special patrons. We do appreciate all the patrons, though. And you can become a patron by doing what you do. But it started off a little more political themed. So the Antifa TAC from Portland.
Shit.
But you're going
hard with this one already out of the case.
Then I was like, you know what? I don't think I should keep going with that. And so we started talking. I know. Maybe tune in next week and find out what the next
one. You've already gone in the deep end.
You've already said it aloud, so just keep going.
Well, this is where it actually went. So Stay Puffed, Tack, Peter Eckhart Venkman, Ed, that's a really big Twinkie, Maggie came, Maggie saw, Maggie kicked its ass. And when someone asks you if you're a god, Ray, you say Joanne. Ooh. And lastly, are you the Greg Keeper?
Nice.
Thank you all for those.
Can I just say this was better than Nick's song today?
Probably better than my political ones that were coming down the line. But let's just say it was $750 worth it that you'll never.
Oh no, Helen Reddy died.
And what a way to end the show.
There you go.
I am woman, hear me roar.
See you next week.
Big to ignore.
99 out of a million or whatever.
I used to like Helen Reddy's music.
No, but that's not the episode title. Everybody knows it's
Black Olives Matter.
Black Olives Matter.
Good night, everybody.